Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We have reached the end of the week. No practice today, but we did hear from Brian Gutekunst and various coaches. We'll talk about that in a bit. Big preseason matchup with the Patriots right there in Lambeau Field tomorrow night. Yours truly will be in attendance, sitting in the press box like old times. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who has been engaging and kind of commenting and interacting here throughout my time here in Green Bay. Tomorrow night will be my kind of last activity while I'm here, and I will do a post-game chat like I did last Friday for the Bengals game, and then I'll be flying out on Monday. So really, really appreciate everyone kind of following along while I'm in Green Bay, talking to Packers fans worldwide each and every day here on Packers Daily. I greatly appreciate you guys. And like I think I said before, earlier this week, really appreciate everyone who stops me while I'm in town and says, thanks for the content, really appreciate what you do, etc. I cannot thank you guys enough. Really, really meant a lot to me. Let's give a shout-out, shall we, right off the top of the bat to our friends over at Ticket King. 2023 Green Bay Packers playing football. You want to watch it? You want to utilize Ticket King. Go to Cheesehead TV, either our website or our app. Go to the schedule. And you can find individualized links for each and every game. Use Ticket King. Don't use these national folks like Ticketmaster or StubHub or SeatGeek. You want a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King. That's what you want to do, people. The other thing you want to do, judging by all the comments, is win a copy of the new Madden. That's right. We are giving away copies of the brand new version of Madden, Madden 24, at the end of this stream. That's right. You got to stick around, folks. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way we're rolling today. But we will be giving away copies of the new Madden at the end of today's stream. So stick around for that. In the meantime, Brian Gutekunst throwing it down today, ladies and gentlemen, stomping all over the national media's narrative that the Packers may entertain the idea of trading David Bakhtiari to, oh, perhaps anyone, but more specifically the New York Jets. Ryan point blank saying we are not trading David, which I think most people, most knowledgeable people, most Packers fans probably already assumed that, especially in light of the fact that they literally just paid the man like a bonus back this spring, and if they trade him, it's like dropping a bomb on their salary cap. But, you know, that doesn't stop the talking heads on ESPN or the folks who want to gin up a little traffic for whatever outlet they're working for. Good for Brian. Good on Brian trying to basically kill that in its cradle. That idea. And look, I understand there are people out there who think it's a good idea to trade David. I think you're nuts. I think you have a first-time starter at quarterback. You want to give him every opportunity to succeed, including protecting him, giving him a blindside tackle who is going to erase dudes and keep you safe in all situations. I just think it makes way too much sense. Future Hall of Famer at left tackle is a good way to start out in the league, I think. That's just how I roll. I mean, I'm just talking my way, but you know, who am I except a dude with a YouTube channel? Hello to everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. So many regulars. What is up? Brandy Lewis is here. Look at that. Connor's here. How do you see who the Madden winners were? Andy, some of you will already have responses to your comment on the video. Otherwise, I will reveal all the winners at the end of the stream. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Did I get a cheese head yet? Brett, I have shipped the cheese head. Don't want to be taking it over on the plane, but it is on its way to Olive as we speak. Kenny Sills, what's up? First live you've caught in 2 years. 2 years, wow. Well, welcome back. Hope you enjoy. Did I watch the first episodes of Hard Knocks? Brett, got to admit, I watched about 15 minutes or so of the first one, and I haven't watched the second one yet. And I'm just not compelled. I've seen clips. I've seen the stuff. I saw Saleh yelling at the offensive line. Seems interesting. Seems somewhat authentic. But I don't know, man. I'm just not that interested. 65%, baby. That's all I care about. Matchup to watch Saturday that might be flying under the radar. Good question, John. I mean, it's really hard to say without knowing who the Patriots are going to play and how much. Right. I mean, I can kind of assume who might play on the Packers side, but on the Patriots side, it's a little bit tougher. I will say, I talked about this on the radio a little bit earlier this afternoon. I really want to see how Jordan and company kind of bounce back from Thursday's really tough outing in the passing game. They made a handful, I would say two or three plays down the field, but other than that, the Patriots really locked them down. I'm really curious to see both how Jordan responds to that and how the Packers, hopefully as an offense, bounce back, but I'm also curious to see how much Matt does to help them in that regard. Like, you don't traditionally game plan in preseason games, but I got to think Matt's going to have a few kind of looks, especially early, to try to get Jordan in a rhythm. You saw that in Cincinnati. Certainly seemed to help. I think we'll see some more of that against the Patriots, but I also think the Patriots will probably be ready for it. So a little cat and mouse there, but ultimately, yeah, I just want to see how they bounce back. It's a very young offense, and they've been pretty damn successful throughout camp, but they really struggled on Thursday for the first time this camp. What else? What's up, Chris? Thanks for the super chat. Great question for Goody. I think Tyler Davis's replacement isn't on the current roster. May come from another team's cutdown. Yeah, I think that's possible. It's just going to be tough, I would think, given who they have on hand at the moment to replace what he did in line. They just don't have a lot of experience there. Guys who've done a ton of it at the NFL level. I mean, he was asked about Austin Allen a bunch of times today, which I guess would be the obvious maybe kind of come up, right? But I think there's a good chance, as you indicate here, Chris, that he probably is, you know, he and his staff are scouring the waiver wire come cut down time. But we'll see. A lot to shake out yet here with a couple preseason games to go. Soder, Cheesehead can't save you if the plane goes down. Au contraire, mon frère. That was a very famous instance where a cheesehead saved a man's life in a plane when it crashed. This is a true story. He was on David Letterman. Look it up. Well, we got Kobe. Thanks for the super chat. Curious to see how Green Bay responds on Saturday after a subpar performance and numerous fights yesterday. Well, it's like what I just said. You and I, Kobe, we're like this. I love it. But yes, I agree. Did I talk to Coach Bill? I mean, I didn't talk to him. I saw him. I was in his scrum, but it really didn't have a question for him. So I listened to him, but that's about as far as it got. Ed, thanks to the Super Chat. When the Packers meet the Jets this year, do you think Love will limit his TD passes to 6 so as not to show up his former mentor? Ed, I am imagining you are suggesting that they will meet in the Super Bowl. You know, probably he would throw 6 touchdowns in that instance, but will undoubtedly have been pulled at halftime because the Packers are winning like 47-0. So, you know, I mean, hell, as long as we're dreaming stuff, right? Clayton, what's up with Campbell? Gutekunst was asked about Devondre Campbell. I know Matt Schneidman had said yesterday in the locker room that there was a contraption for him to roll around on to keep his ankle up, and that's never good. But Brian indicated that there shouldn't be any concern about Campbell being available week 1 against Chicago. So we'll probably see a lot less of him. He will probably do a lot less and minimal work, especially in teams, whenever he does get back. But from what Brian told us today, it sure sounds like he'll be ready to go against Chicago. Bill wears short shorts. Doug Hype! Thanks for the super sticker, buddy. Always appreciate you, man. Great old-fashioned video from Corey. Thank you, Corey. George, it only took, 3-4 years of us talking about it for Corey to go out and do it. So proud of him. But yes, if you haven't checked it out, it just dropped right before I went live. Check out Corey Banky's classic tailgate old-fashioned recipe and video as to how to make it. He goes into a kind of in-depth about the history of the drink itself and how it kind of changed when Wisconsin somewhat kind of made it its own. It's really informative and also entertaining. Highly, highly recommended stuff. Doug again, what's up, man? Nags, apologies, missed camp, got COVID. We'll be there soon to rock and roll. Amazing coverage, buddy. Dude, take care of yourself. You're the third person I've heard from this week who is dealing with COVID. There certainly seems to be a new strand around. Take care of yourself, and everyone, take care of yourself out there. Super chat, $5,000. Steven, that's incredibly, incredibly generous of you. Who's wide receiver 6? Malik Heath, in my eyes. That's just me. I think he's balling out. Even as tough as things were yesterday, Malik was still making plays. He is as physical as all get out, and there's nothing he backs down from. And we all know how Matt really appreciates wide receivers who get physical on the perimeter, and he has certainly shown that. You know what's funny is the Jets expecting us to bail them out at left tackle. For real. This is what I can't understand. Like, people saying trade Bakhtiari. Wait, make the Jets better? We want them to do poorly. Trading them Bakhtiari helps us in no possible way other than, a draft pick. One draft pick, probably. And I don't think it's going to be a premium pick for a guy at the end of his career who's dealing with that knee. I mean, no. Just say no. Spencer, what's up, man? I am excited to watch this team grow. I'll be watching to see how they play early on compared to the end of the year. Any additional success regarding record/playoffs would be a bonus. I think that's a common sentiment. I understand it. I mean, it is a bottom-line business. They're paid to win games, and you got to think 100% they will go out all out to win each and every one. I'm with you for the most part, and I think Brian kind of addressed that today, the idea that so many people keep asking about bringing in veterans in certain areas. And he said, look, you know, of course we want to win games. We're in the business of winning football games. But the idea in Green Bay is not to win games. It's to win championships. And at some point, now that they have made this roster turnover, they've reset the roster, especially on offense, these kids got to play and grow and get better. And they can't do that if there's a bunch of vets coming in and taking reps away from them, taking playing time away from them. They are opening a new window to attempt to make runs at championships, not just win a couple football games. And I thought that was spot on. Mike, Spotted Cow versus Carry the G. Who would win? Both great beers. Mike, I can only ever acquiesce to Spotted Cow. It is the OG. We are only but mere travelers in their shadow. I love me some Carry the G, though. Mario, thanks for the super chat. Nags, how do I become a Carry the G Club member? You have to go to the desktop version of YouTube. It, for whatever reason, it's a bug on YouTube's end. The join button doesn't show up on mobile. But if you go to the desktop version of YouTube, you'll see it kind of below the header and the info about the site and everything like that. On the right side, there's a join button. Just click that, and it'll walk you right through it. Thank you for asking, man, and thanks for the support. Really appreciate it. Who's our running back three? Taylor for special teams play or last week's star? Steven, I believe you're talking about Wilson. TBD, I think right now it's still Taylor, though. And not just because he's good on teams. I think he's excellent from scrimmage. In regards to not only is he excellent in pass protection, unflinching when it comes to putting his nose in there and taking on blitzing linebackers or safeties or what have you, but he's a way better runner than I think most people give him credit for. Is he explosive as all hell? Is he flashy? No, but he'll get what's blocked and probably get a little bit more due just to physicality. He's assignment sure, and as you mentioned, he balls out on teams. So it's going to take a lot for Wilson or Goodson or any of the other guys to unlodge him from that spot, simply because you've got to be all of that. And as exciting as some of these younger guys are, they don't have that combination. And you have to do all of those things to justify being on the roster at number three. You know? That doesn't mean, I don't think, look, just because, like, if they start the year with Goodson and or Wilson or whoever on the practice squad, we all know, especially at that position, it's very, you know, the injuries will happen and guys will get called up. And there's zero doubt at some point they will be called upon and they will have to be ready. But coming out the gate, I just think it's Taylor's job. Walker playing for the swing tackle spot this weekend. I don't think it's that definitive, Soder, but he's certainly making a case, right? I think we'll see quite a bit of Rashid, and I think, you know, you obviously want him to get out there, kind of hit the ground running, and play really well and make it kind of a conversation, right? What I'm interested in is when can Caleb Jones get back? I mean, he has been out now pretty much a week, I think. So I love that kid, and I think he's got to be on this team. But the longer he stays out, you know, the less kind of a competition it is. But we'll see. Hopefully he gets back out there next week. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Is Heath getting enough special team snaps to make the 53? From what I've seen, yes. The problem is it's really hard to keep track on most of these practices when they're wearing the either red or yellow, kind of the things that they put over their jersey to delineate who's on which kind of unit. It looks like it. I think so. And I know he got some run during the preseason game, but it's certainly something to watch for tomorrow night. No doubt about it. But he is doing everything else to make this team. Haven't heard a lot about DeGuara, your take. Interesting you say that, Ben. Thanks for the question. I was talking to someone on the sideline yesterday, and it's just, you kept thinking, like, at some point in this camp, it would, like, maybe not click. I mean, obviously, that's probably not the right word, but you'd think he'd flash a little bit more, and he really hasn't. Now, it could be a product of, oh, right, they've got these young guys. They're trying to get them up to speed. Maybe he's just not seeing a ton of looks, and you've seen him running with the twos quite a bit, which is wasn't the norm last year. Yeah, I mean, it just hasn't really, I want to say it hasn't been a ton of flash plays. He had an opportunity yesterday to make a phenomenal touchdown catch, and ball went through his hands. It was a tough catch. He had to lay out for it. But, like, those are the types of plays that you want to start seeing him make in this offense, and he just have been few and far between. And that's not to say that he's been completely invisible or that he hasn't made any plays, because he has. But, man, just the kind of the big time, I mean, I'm going to say wow plays, just plays that help you move the chains, help the offense stay efficient. Just haven't seen a ton of it. Now, the one caveat here is there's every possibility that they already know what they have there. Like I said, they just want to get as much as tape on these young guys and get them as many reps as possible. And when things start, you know, getting live against the Bears week one, they have a whole package for him, you know, and they start game planning with him. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but it's a possibility, right? So we'll see. We'll see how much he plays tomorrow night, and we'll see what more he gives them this summer prior to the start of the season. But to your question, it just hasn't been a lot to write or talk about up to this point. Sandy, thanks for the super chat. Do you have any worries about LVN, not hearing much from him during practices? Well, I will say, someone asked me about this earlier this week, and I'll kind of repeat that, but also the practices this week, it was tough a lot of the times, not every single kind of version of practice, but there were so many times where the defense against the Pats offense was so far down on the other end, and the media can only go up to a certain point before the friends and family part starts, and we're not allowed down there. So it was much harder to see the defense. And I spent most of my time looking at the offense, and I think most reporters and observers did. I'm not, to the main part of the question, I'm not worried about him at all. He's young. He's learning the NFL game. He's a ball of clay that they're molding, you know. And I know the comparison to Rashawn has been made a lot, and I don't think it's strictly the same, but it's similar in the idea that this is a kid who is very young, he's got a ton of upside, he's running around a little bit like a lost puppy at times, like just swimming with the amount of physicality he's facing, everything he's being asked to do. Some of it he was never asked to do in college. You know, he's bouncing up and down the line between rushing with his hand in the dirt, on passing situations on along the interior, to standing up, the classic outside linebacker. I just think it's a lot. He's drinking from a fire hose right now. But no, worried is certainly not a word I would ever jump to, especially this early. Peter, thanks for the super chat. Are offensive picks an endorsement of Matt LaFleur? Our offensive picks? You mean on the offensive side in the draft? I don't see it that way. I think it's much more about, especially this year, is resetting the roster and trying to get a lot of young, explosive talent that can grow together. I don't think it has much to do with, like, oh, we believe in Matt, so we're going to get him a bunch of players. I just think it's much more just strict roster construction more than anything. Brett, are you having Coach over to Corey's house this year? Remains to be seen. We'll see. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to Matt too much since I've been in town, but we did talk this offseason, and I think I told you guys. I told him. You know, last year is the first year you didn't come on Packer transplants, and it's the first year you didn't make the playoffs. Sounds like science to me. So we'll see. We'll see. Long way to go. A lot of ball game left there. A lot of ball game left. Aaron, great name. Thanks for the super chat. Have we seen enough from Odumengwu? I knew I'd butcher his name. I'm really sorry. Really curious to hear how he's performing. I think it was Joe Barry was asked about him today, and it is kind of exciting to watch a guy who has played so little football to the point where, you know, when he first put on his helmet and pads, they said that was the first time he'd ever put on helmet and pads here in Green Bay, like for his life. And he'd had a really nice tackle in the preseason game. And Joe said that there was a practice where one of his very, very first reps, you know, like they had taught him technique and how to do it and make the tackle. And he did a really good job of disengaging from the block. And then he made the tackle, which was less than stellar technique-wise, but he got the guy on the ground and the whole team cheered. I mean, it's a really cool idea from the NFL to have these players with the kind of the exchange program, right? And have them as roster exemptions so they can stay with the team all year long just to learn the game. I think it's incredibly cool. We probably, once the season starts, I suspect we won't hear much about him, but he'll be there. And it's, like I said, it's pretty dope. Tell Matt I say hi. I will. I'll tell Matt you all say hello. All right, folks, it's about that time. Let's give away some Madden code, shall we? Are you guys ready? Because here we go. Copies of the brand new Madden 24 video game come in the way of these fine folks. Let's hit it. Oh, yeah. Let's hit it. Today on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, giving away 9 copies of Madden 24. Let's get to the comments. See who's taking home the new Madden. First up, it's Black Swan. Congratulations, Black Swan. Enjoy Madden 24. Who's next for Madden 24? Drum roll, please. Greg. Carry the G, Greg. Enjoy your brand new copy on Xbox of Madden 24. Who is next? Let's see what we got, folks. Next up, it's Steve. Enjoy Madden 24 on your PS4. Madden code coming your way. Next up, it's Robert Hardwick. What's up, Robert? Go Pack Go. Thanks for the shout-out. Have fun with Madden on Xbox. Next up, who is it? We got William. William Collins, Go Pack Go. Have fun on PlayStation with your new copy of Madden. Oh, yeah. Let's keep her going. 1, 2, 3. It's Patrick. Patrick Sawyer on Xbox. Enjoy Madden, buddy. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. Next up, it's Nick. Nick, Go Pack Go. Madden coming your way, Nick. Thanks for watching Cheesehead TV. Next up, let's see who it is. Jeremy, the Bears still suck, and you've got Madden on the PC coming your way. Thank you for subscribing to Cheesehead TV. Thanks for Dylan. Dylan on the PC enjoying Madden 24. Thanks a lot, everybody. If you heard your name there, you saw yourself on the screen, just write us at contact@cheeseheadtv.com. Give us a screenshot of your account so we know it's you. A few of you have found probably replies to your comments on the video here on our YouTube channel, and we will send those codes over to you post-haste so you can download your brand new copy of the Madden series, and you can start playing with Jordan Love and whooping some Bears' ass, because I know that's what I've been doing. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. As I said, tomorrow, post-game, I'll be doing a post-game chat to talk about everything we see transpire against the Patriots in Lambeau tomorrow night. In the meantime, please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.